Psalm 105:45, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Praise the Lord.
Today's prayer, Father, thank you for changing me daily into your likeness. Put a love for your law in my heart and help me to follow you always. Let there always be a ready praise on my lips for you, Jesus, as I go about my day. Give me the joy that comes from sharing you with others. Amen.
Today, think about all the reasons you have to praise God. As the song says, count your many blessings, name them one by one. This goes along with the action. Write down all your praises to God and share the love of Jesus. Best way to share your love is to tell others of Jesus.
Today's treasure, the book of Psalms 89, verse 5. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. I want to read a little story about how God does answer prayer. At 10 p.m. one Saturday night, a pastor working late in his church office called home. The phone rang repeatedly, but his wife didn't answer. Later when he called, she picked up immediately, and when he asked her why she hadn't answered his first call, she told him the phone hadn't rung at all that night. Dismissing it as a misdialed number, he gave it no further thought. The next morning at church, he took a call from a man who asked him, "Why did you call me last night?" The pastor had no idea what he meant until the man said, "At 10 o'clock last night, my phone kept ringing, but I didn't answer it." Suddenly, remembering the misdialed call to his wife, the pastor apologized for disturbing him. "That's okay," the man replied. "Last night I was so depressed I wanted to commit suicide. Before I did, I prayed, 'God, if you are truly there and you care about me, please let me know somehow.' Immediately my phone rang. When the caller ID box displayed the name, 'Almighty God,' I was just afraid to answer. But that call literally saved my life." So why had this man's caller ID displayed two words? And those two words? Because the pastor was calling from Almighty God Tabernacle, and there was only space on the ID box to display the first two words. "Listen, before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." Isaiah 65:24. Are you still wondering if God answers prayer?
You know, God answers prayer. 46 years ago, a Methodist minister prayed that his grandson would become a pastor and take over his place as a pastor preaching the gospel, because none of his sons would. That was my grandfather who prayed that prayer, and God answered it.